USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Federal authorities are keeping more than 100 pounds of drugs off the streets of California after a recent drug bust. Border Patrol agents in the El Centro sector responded to reports of a suspicious vehicle near a restaurant in the border city of Calexico last Friday. Agents stopped the vehicle and conducted a search and found 106 pounds of methamphetamine with an estimated street value of more than $3.4 million. The man driving the vehicle tried to run away but was arrested. The vehicle and drugs were seized by agents. Former ITT Technical Institute students are off the hook for their federal loan debt, the Department of Education canceling the debt for about 200,000 people. The education secretary saying ITT intentionally misled students about the quality of their programs. USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right, the Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
The Biden administration is signing off on exports that have some Republicans on Capitol Hill scratching their heads.
With China as a top national security threat, President Biden's Commerce Department surprisingly approved almost all requests to export to the communist nation. It includes semiconductors, aerospace components, and artificial intelligence technology. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Another record has been set on the southern border. Federal agents have arrested more than 1.8 million illegal immigrants so far this fiscal year. That beats last year's total, and there are still 2 months left of reporting. With the continued flow from Central America, it's likely the Border Patrol will top 2 million arrests this year. That's never happened before. The latest numbers show about 7 out of 10 of those caught are single male adults looking for work. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. My Pillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance My Pillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere My Pillows, and a 6-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at My Pillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
As kids head back to the classrooms, many schools are looking to combat teacher shortages. Florida is increasing salaries for educators and opening a pathway program for military and first responders to become teachers. Florida Commissioner of Education Manny Diaz says he supports the pathway program as those eligible have skills ready-made for the classroom.
You're looking at these professionals who have given their life to public service, and oftentimes they retire at an early age where they still have the incentive and the time to work. And what better place to have them than in front of our young people in a classroom?
The Chicago healthcare system settled the lawsuit by agreeing to award $10 million to healthcare workers who were fired or impacted by COVID-19 vaccine mandates. Appearing on Fox and Friends, Liberty Council founder and chairman Matt Staver suggests many other workers deserve compensation.
Many employers did the exact same thing with a jabber job, no religious accommodation provision. So when we filed suit, they resisted, but as we went more into discovery, it was pretty clear they didn't have a basis and they would lose big time.
Seattle will host the next Major League Baseball All-Star Game. On Twitter, the Mariners announcing the Midsummer Classic has been scheduled for July 11th, 2023. The American League has dominated the game as of late, winning 9 straight. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.